This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Live. Free Talk.
Talk Live Free.
Talk Free Live.
Live. Live, live, live.
Live from King, New Hampshire, it's Sunday night.
With Free Talk Live. Your host, the musical guest.
I am the Reverend Captain T-Cast. Joining me,
Richie Rich.
We're in the studio. The telephone number that you need to join us on air in the studio is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we're kicking off hour number two here. Coming up, I want to talk about the scientists who are attempting to predict exactly when society will collapse.
Hey, he found the right article.
It's the title of the show, too, so I had to make sure I could dig that one back up to, you know, talk about
it. We really meant to lead on hour one, but hey, things happen.
Well, I'm glad that we didn't, actually, because I wanted to also talk about the pig, human, man, bear, pig, heart, cocaine, cocktail thing.
If you're listening to the podcast, listen to hour one after this part.
If you're just tuning into the show, you missed a very entertaining first hour of Free Talk Live tonight. After the show is over, you can find a repeat of the show over at freetalklive.com.
Repeat?
Yeah, a rerun, if you will.
Okay.
Right, you know, a backlog, archive.
freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Archive.freetalklive.com.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, if you just go to freetalklive.com, there's a player on the left-hand side, and there's a little scrolly thing down below, and you just pick out, you know, the last week or so is usually up there, and then there's another link for if you want to go and search for further back episodes, you can do so. But before we talk about the scientists, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to bring up that those nine people killed in the auto wreck in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I did some looking during the break here, and it looks like somebody ran a red light and caused a multi-vehicle incident where nine people have been pronounced dead.
Red lights don't work.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, but I was thinking that should have been out of state of New Mexico. I mean, I'm surprised that it got out of
because there are no bad drivers in Nevada.
Yeah, wait. So people don't run red lights unless they're in New Mexico?
Well, the whole point is that we do it more. We have, like, five cars in a row running red lights. But over here, we all learn to, like, stay, like, count 1 or 2 seconds before the light turns green. So, but I know that I think Nevada, don't they have a stricter speeding and traffic violation?
I don't know, but hang on,
there's
Sarah.
There's a reason it's called an accident.
Hang on, Sarah. You're saying that when you come to a stoplight and it's red, you stop. And then when it turns green, you wait for like 2 or 3 seconds before you go?
Well, people that are still alive in New Mexico, they do that.
So
they got about 3 to 5 cars running red light at 60 miles an hour.
I'm asking what you specifically do, or do you not drive?
Well, I do not drive, but I have to, like, duck and dodge cars so that I don't get hit by a car.
Okay.
But my perspective is that this is a trend that when they took down all of our red light cameras, it was a national trend. They took down the speeding vans all across America. It's been about 6 years.
Because they were ripping people off.
Yeah.
Okay, and now the end result is nine people are killed because they're speeding and running red lights.
But this didn't
have anything to do with that.
This didn't happen in New Mexico. The light was red, and the person ran it. I mean, red lights aren't capable of physically stopping people from moving.
So to your point, Captain, real quick, I want to go back to it because you asked her if she actually does.
Yeah.
When my light turns green,
I will typically still look both ways before entering the intersection.
Yes.
I may wait, I may not wait 2 or 3 extra seconds, but I will make sure, especially, you know, with the weather that it was here last night, right, with the blizzard and the roads being messy.
Yeah.
You don't even know if people are going to be able to stop, even if they want to.
Sure, sure. In
weather
like
that. Smart. Well, in general, it's just smart, right, to safely to check. Make sure that that guy is going to stop before proceeding in front of him as they're coming to a red light.
Sure, but in a situation where nobody is coming and nobody is waiting, everybody who needs to stop is stopped, if anybody.
Yeah.
If that light turns green, I'm on it immediately.
Yeah. But it's because in your periphery you have checked.
Yes.
Right, you went, okay, it's now safe.
Yes.
Yeah. It's smart to check.
Okay.
I don't know if you got to wait an extra 2 or 3 seconds, but checking is safe driving.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay. I agree. And also, I consider myself a very safe winter driver. No, let me rephrase that. I'm a very good winter driver.
Okay.
Right? Some people, when they ride with me in the winter, they don't feel safe. But I do, because I have a pretty good idea of what I'm doing driving in the snow with the vehicle that I have or whichever vehicle I'm in. There's certain things you have to take into account for. Is your vehicle rear-wheel drive? Then you have to drive in a certain way, in a certain method, or not drive at all, depending on the road conditions. If your car is front-wheel drive, you can do a few more things and drive a little differently than you can with a rear-wheel drive vehicle.
In college, my car was rear-wheel drive. I never put on snow tires in Spokane, Washington.
Right.
I drove
my first 4 winters, I drove first 3 winters, I drove a 1978 Oldsmobile with a Chevy 350 rear-wheel drive.
Okay.
Right? No snow tires. Not even like, I don't even know what kind of tires I had.
So sometimes to make that turn, you got power over, man.
Well, yeah, but also you do things like make sure you have weight in the trunk.
Yep.
For extra traction. I had sand. Actually had bags of cement.
Okay.
So,
same thing.
Yeah, you know, they were just cheap.
Same idea.
Yeah, same idea. Anyway, Sarah, go ahead.
What's the status of the red light cameras in the state of Nevada? It seems like more of them were, probably all of them got taken down like they did in Texas. And so the people think that, well, I could run a red light. Nothing's going to happen. But you know what? For every 500-600 times that you run a red light, nothing ever happens. And that one time, the 700th and the first one is when they have a massive wreck like
that. I don't know if people run red lights thinking nothing is going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? I think the vast majority of that is not paying attention, which is why you could call it an accident or negligence.
Yeah.
Right? Or there's the known fact that all 4 lights are red before one light turns green, and so people will run the red knowing that the other light's not going to turn green right away.
This will sound oxymoronic, but there is a safe way to run red lights and stop signs.
Just look.
Yeah, I mean, there's a safe way to do it.
I've done it.
But, like, it takes experience and a bit of practice to do it safely.
I was heading home one day in Hawaii, and my buddy called me, like, late. I was like, we were supposed to meet up. He didn't call me. I passed his house, and then he called me. And I crossed over, like, 3 lanes of traffic to get to the left turn lane, saw that there were no cars coming the other way because the lights were both green at that time.
Yep.
Didn't even slow down. Just busted a U-ey on the red and headed back the other way, no problem.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I judged it to be safe, and I was correct.
Right. Sarah, have you ever run a red light?
No, not really. But, you know, Ian, he always argues with me about this so-called victimless crime. If you're speeding and you have never hurt anybody, you never wrecked them to a car, why should you get a ticket?
Correct.
But the thing is that look at this incident, is that one time they were speeding and they couldn't stop for the red light and they killed 9 people.
It doesn't say they were speeding.
Well, the thing about it is that most of the time that people speed, run the red light and stop sign, most of the time nobody gets killed and hurt.
I run stop signs at speed limit. I run red lights at speed limit.
So, Sarah, tell me exactly how somebody getting a ticket for speeding prevents them from running a red light.
They'll think better next time.
Well, it's preventative. It's before.
No, it's not.
Look at it. Yeah, this guy never got a speeding ticket, never got a red light camera ticket.
He might have a whole record of speeding tickets.
He would have been afraid to do this. Now he killed himself, the passenger, and then seven other people. It's too late.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. Have you ever run a red light? Have you ever been speeding? Did you get away with it? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Peyton, Captain Kickass. Callers on the line. line for you, Captain Kickass.
Please proceed to the white courtesy phone. I've got an angle.
I've got an angle grinder.
You ever see that movie, Heavy Metal?
Yes.
Paging Hanover Fist. Paging Hanover Fist.
I want to say that I don't smoke, so I probably wasn't in the right frame of mind for that movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's an early adult animation.
I get it.
From, what, 78, 79, okay. 80 maybe? I don't remember what year.
I probably watched it within the last 2 years. I don't remember exactly when, but I was just mind blown by it, but it wasn't. I probably would not watch it again.
Well, entirely enjoyable. I got something mind blowing for you. Somebody in one of the chats says Richie Rich. They spelled it wrong, by the way. It's R-I-C-H-Y space Rich.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's for you listeners out there in listener land. Richie Rich. It's R-I-C-H and then E
as the middle initial
period. And then Rich. Rich E. Rich as if E was his middle name. The E stands for
S. E-S.
The E stands for S?
Yeah, Spanish for is.
Rich is. Okay, so anyway, mind-blowing.
It's an affirmation
enough,
as well.
This person in one of the chat rooms says, Richie Rich, you are a tall, slender, balding redhead in my mind. I'm thoroughly pleased you're actually a cute, bearish guy with snake bites, pleasing the hair and bear gods.
Oh, man. I hope she's female, and I hope she's cute.
It's Justin G. Stark.
Son of a gun.
Mind-blowing. all right, so we're back on the air. Is that what
we have been. Okay. Yeah, a little bit,
603-283-6160. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Richie Rich.
And you're the co-host tonight. Singular. There's just two of us. Generally, there's three, but, well, somebody's helping bring a human being into the world.
What a noble profession that is.
Yeah. How do you, you know, when somebody calls you like, hey, I'm not going to be at the show because I'm bringing a new human into the world, how do you go, well, let's not have that happen too often now, you know?
This is the second show you've missed this week. We're going to have to write you up at some point.
I wonder if anybody's actually ever been written up as a co-host here at Free Talk.
Nah, they just get ostracized until they quit voluntarily. Just take them off the schedule.
Oh, boy. What were we talking about?
That's how I got fired once from a job. My buddy just called me and was like, Rich, you're not on the schedule this week. I'm like, well, it's my day off. He's like, no, you're not on the schedule all week. I'm like, well, that's news. And then so I never went back to work there.
That sounds like...
And I never talked to the owner. Like, he didn't even have the balls to, like, fire me in person.
So, no words were said?
No words were
they
said.
They just didn't put you on the schedule anymore?
And I got a new job, and
the problem just sort of worked itself out?
It totally did.
It's like Office Space,
yeah.
Where they stopped paying a guy.
Yeah. Except I didn't show up because I was, you know, I probably would have shown up on my normal shift.
Yeah.
And then they would have had to tell me, but because my buddy told me in advance that I wasn't on the schedule, I just stopped going to work, got a new job, and went elsewhere.
All right. Well, we do take phone calls live here.
I don't know why.
At Free Talk Live.
Just the two of us.
Let's go right away to Jill in Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, somebody mentioned the idea of speeding being a victimless crime.
Yeah, totally is.
Well, about 2 months ago on November 17, I was on my bicycle riding to this philosophy meeting I go to about once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Someone in a vehicle come up behind me, slammed me onto the pavement, and drove right on a hit and run.
Oh, so now you have a hit and run. That is a crime with the victim.
The bicycle is still in the police property division, I'm told. I had hip surgery and was in a hospital for about a week and then in a rehab center for a few weeks.
Yeah.
So I've been walking around. No, I don't need a wheelchair or a cane or a walker. I'm going to be all right eventually, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be able to ride a bicycle.
Yeah. What about a jetpack?
What's that?
What about a jetpack?
What's a jetpack?
It's a thing you strap on. It looks like a backpack, but it lets you fly.
Hmm?
Yeah, it's got like rockets and stuff. Anyway, it's in the future. Don't worry.
So until that guy hit you, right, his speeding was a victimless crime. The crime that he committed was not speeding. It was hitting you.
Right.
And violating your personal autonomy on the bicycle, or however you want to phrase that. But up until that point, no victim. Right? Most
he was doing what could cause it.
He could have been doing what could cause it, but he could also have done it and not caused it. Right? There's parts of the road on my drive to the Free Talk Live studio where I go above the speed limit and hit no one tonight. Cause no accidents. Cause no property damage. Cause no personal injury.
Yeah. And then you also have to wonder, too, how much of these speed limits, right? I don't even like calling them speed limits because they're really just suggestions. Right. Nobody really obey. Like, some people will see a speed limit, and they will do exactly that speed limit. Some people will see a speed limit, and they will do 5 miles an hour under that speed limit, or even 10 miles an hour under that speed limit.
Yeah, some those are New Hampshire drivers on the drive over here.
Some
will five
see
unders.
It. Some will see it.
Jesus.
I'm always doing five over.
I think that's safe. That's reasonable.
By the way,
I don't know that it was a guy who hit me. I didn't see the person. It may very well have been a vicious female.
Either way.
Yeah. Could have been somebody's dog. We don't know.
Yeah. An interesting point, this is going to like dovetail a little
when
bit away
I was
from
about
the...
10, somebody also killed the family dog, and I remember that for a long time.
I'm going to take a little bit of a detour from this conversation because I do a podcast called The Anarchist Experience, and we occasionally have author of the book, Jonathan Gullible, Ken Schoolin, on the show. And he compares most American speeding, right, with a lot of people's problems with illegal immigrants, like crossing the border.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, all the illegal immigrants are doing, like the law that they're breaking, is just to expedite the process, right? They are trying to get to America sooner than it would take them if they went through the legal channels. Just like most Americans who speed are just trying to expedite the process by getting to their destination faster,
right,
by going a little bit above the speed limit. So fundamentally, it's just about expediting the process, and if you're willing to speed, you should be okay with illegals crossing the border to get here to work sooner.
I'm okay with both of those things,
actually. I know you are, but the people who need to think about this, you know, in their minds, the listeners, perhaps.
Sarah? I mean, Jill?
Jill.
Sorry.
What?
What are your thoughts?
I can't go along with putting other people at actual risk and causing a danger to other people.
Right, but that's reckless driving.
Demonstrable danger.
Yeah, sure, that's reckless driving.
I'm not in favor of government-built roads, except as something like trailblazing to a place during a war. Other than that, I'm not for it. But I think even privately owned roads, they would have to have some way to collect tolls on them and things like that.
Well, sure, but I'm still on the speed part, right? Like, driving a motor vehicle at any rate of speed is dangerous and potentially deadly. And it's government who sort of makes up these speed limits. How and why, nobody knows. They just make them up.
I think bikes should be on the sidewalk with pedestrians.
Thanks for the call, Jill. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join us. We'll talk more about the scientists predicting the collapse of society.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Russia invading Ukraine could happen at any time, according to Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, who tells Fox News Sunday that Russian President Vladimir Putin has a lot of options available to him if he wants to further invade Ukraine.
He could do something on a small scale. He could do something on a fairly large scale. And he continues to add troops to that border with Ukraine. We're watching that even over the course of this weekend.
Epic Times reporting top Defense Department officials share a grim outlook of the immediate future, pointing to Russian troops amassed along the Ukraine-Russia border, as well as the number of troops in Belarus. Russian ships are positioned in the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. Treacherous conditions continue in the northeast due to a massive winter storm. It's knocked out power to tens of thousands and delayed or canceled thousands of flights. This is USA Radio News. President Trump dropping hints of taking back the White House at a rally in Texas Saturday night.
And in 2024, we are going to take back that beautiful, beautiful house that happens to be white, that is so magnificent, and that we all love. We are going to take back the White House.
Former president also saying that if he got back in office, that he would pardon those charged criminally in connection with January 6th. Democrats' second-highest-ranking member in the Senate has reached out to moderate Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine regarding President Joe Biden's nominee to the Supreme Court and says Republicans will be given an opportunity to meet with the nominee.
We're going to make sure we have answers to any questions you might have. It's going to be a deliberate process, but we're not going to get bogged down.
Senator Durbin on ABC's This Week. The president has said he will nominate a black woman to replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who announced his retirement last week. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, come on, yeehaw, yeehaw.
We were doing a bit of that yesterday. We were talking about the Canadian convoy.
What a great thing that is.
That remains to be seen. I mean,
what is your problem with it?
Well, there doesn't seem to be a stated accomplishment that they are attempting to achieve.
I thought it was to prevent Canada from mandating vaccinations.
Right. So what specifically needs to happen for them to go, we won, it's over, you can all go back to trucking now?
Canada walks back their plans to mandate vaccinations.
That's what everybody seems to think. I haven't seen it stated anywhere.
Okay.
Like on any sort of like website about the Freedom Trail. I've been to a couple of different websites about this, and I don't see the end goal.
Okay.
Stated. Like, yes, it's the freedom truck now.
I'm pretty sure if Trudeau comes out and says like, okay, we're not going to mandate vaccines in Canada, and we're not even going to, we're it's tabled, put away in the drawer, we're not going to re-bring this up.
I would love to see that.
Okay.
So my problem with it, I don't have a problem with it right now.
Okay.
My problem is that it seems like it's attempting to be co-opted by many other freedom movements.
Right? Okay.
Like, I love that something is happening, that people are against the government mandating, well, anything, really.
I love that they're getting support from outside.
I love that as well. And I love that they're, that it's getting national attention, it's getting global attention.
International attention.
Yeah. Like, I heard that Italy is now doing, like, a convoy of their, Italy. Right?
Yeah.
Who knew, right? And so, like, I love all of the things about it, except for the lack of, like, a stated, you know, end goal, right?
Okay.
We saw this with Occupy Wall Street. Yeah.
Well, okay, but their stated end goal was, like, likely not going to happen. right? They were going to occupy until there was like equality amongst something or other, and the 99% versus the 1%, and the 1%
sure.
starts giving back to the 99%, and they shut down Wall Street and shut down the stock market, and like not feasible.
Yeah.
Right? But stopping the government from mandating vaccines?
So I want that to occur, not just in Canada, but everywhere.
Right.
And also, why did it need to happen in Canada instead of here?
Well, because they were closer to getting the mandate, number okay. one, and their trucker groups got together and just decided we're going to fix yeah. this organically by doing this convoy to Ottawa.
We covered a bit of it, especially the millions of dollars yeah. that have been raised to like fund the thing, and so it could go on for.
It's a grassroots yeah. thing, man. Doesn't look like there was like a guy going.
I'm supportive of yeah. the people protesting, but I just fear that much like all other protests that I've seen in my lifetime, the WTO protests and sure. Seattle, you know that like nothing really happened.
Well, either the Canadian government's going to back down, or the truckers are going to get hungry, right? Because they go, "Oh, I'm going back to trucking because I got to feed my family," right? And is the government going to wait that out?
Yeah, it remains to be seen.
There's already global supply chain yeah, issues.
I know,
and they're making it worse.
I know, and it's great
for
too,
a good cause
because like this is. It's exactly the type of I'm trying to think of the author and the phrasing. It's a you must throw your bodies upon the levers of the machine and you know grind it to a halt and you know it's the great protest
okay.
speeches that you've heard throughout history.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Trudeau had COVID and had to go into quarantine because he didn't want to deal with it.
This is Free Talk Live, and we do take phone calls here. Let's go to Richard in New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Just several nights ago on the Albuquerque News Channel station, they announced that New Mexico has another number one dubious distinction, and that is supposedly New Mexico is number one for having the most overweight and most obese children in the United States. And this state really has a leadership.
Hmm. I don't know. So it's been a long time since I've been to New Mexico. And well, I kind of hate New Mexico because I had a bad experience there, and I've sort of vowed never to go back unless there were extreme circumstances. But when I was there, I certainly didn't notice, you know, any sort of, you know, odd number or outstanding number of children who were fat. What I did notice was the outstanding number of poor people.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of homeless people around the Albuquerque area mostly because we have a population, metropolitan population, that's close to 700,000 now. And what they did about a year ago, they built small houses in an area that was supposedly going to house 40 or 50 homeless people. And I don't remember the amount of money that these 40 or 50 houses cost to build, but it was quite high.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the last count that was brought up in the news about the little houses and the homeless people moving into them. Supposedly, there was only 6 homeless houses, people living in these homeless houses, but on the property that was in front of these houses, you have a homeless camp still set up. So they built homeless camps. They build houses for homeless people, but yeah. because of
it sounds like a government program was involved. Am I right?
Oh yes, yeah. There was definitely.
Were you trying to make a connection between poverty and obesity?
So there is a connection, statistically okay. speaking, because with poor people, generally they eat crappier foods, more processed
sure.
foods, higher in carbs, et cetera, and so on. And so you can look across well, the United States specifically, you can look across the United States and you can see that there is some correlation between being, I won't say poverty,
okay,
right? Because the United States poverty is, well, living like a king in some places.
Well, that's what I was going to get at. I mean, look at this in America. Isn't capitalism grand that even the poor people are fat?
Right. Yeah. You've got fat poor kids.
I've seen the pictures of those Ethiopian children.
Hey, thanks for the call, Richard. We appreciate it. So, you know, I mean, when you're eating mac and cheese and, you know, lots of bread and lots of sugar and lots of high fructose corn syrup and,
yeah,
you know, all of the ingredients in these processed foods that are horrible for you.
Low cost, high calorie,
you know,
man.
And you're likely attending public schools where, sure, they feed you all sorts of crap as well. You know, it sucks that in order to be healthy, you must be wealthy in some way.
Okay.
Right, as far as your food choices are concerned. Healthier food is more expensive than,
yeah,
unhealthy food.
Nicer cars are more expensive, too.
I understand.
Bigger,
yes,
houses are more,
yes,
expensive, too.
But when you're talking about food that most people used to just grow in their backyard,
okay,
which most people don't do now, right? I'm talking about, like, you know, my grandparents.
Sure.
You know, they had two gardens, right?
if you want to talk about the government preventing that, right, that's a conversation that, you know, that we can have. But, like, an economic system that allows people with little means to get that high calorie count,
yeah,
where they're not just well-fed, but they're overly well-fed,
yeah,
like, they can also regulate their intake and save even more money.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, or their parents can,
whatever,
you know, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't really have a problem with that. It seems like a good thing to me. Not the obesity part, but the fact that
that there is plenty.
That even poor people have an overabundance,
yeah,
of calories.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for a free market, so I have no problem with the free market. There is an extraordinary number of children who are obese in the United,
yeah,
States. That's a problem.
It's definitely a problem, but it's, you know, is what it is.
603-283-6160. Are your kids fat? Did you make them fat? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Your favorite radio program ever. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves. You can join us here by dialing 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can create an account at xmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com, with just an email address so you can keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, then trade them for Tether, then buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org, and now you can buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Did you have more thoughts on the fat kids?
No, I mean, if you want to talk about it more, we can.
I felt like you didn't say all the things you needed to say.
The main point that I was making is, you know, we live in a society where people who are poor, mm-hmm. or impoverished in some way, right, not below, like, whatever poverty line,
yeah.
still manage to get an overabundance of calories.
Yes.
Right? And it's other lifestyle choices that lead to them being obese.
Yeah.
Whereas in a lot of other countries, like, poverty means you're malnourished,
right.
and not yeah. getting any nutrition.
Yeah, you right. have a pot belly because you're skinny everywhere else, and you're...
It's distended.
It's distended, yeah.
It's not filled with food. It's distended.
Right. Yeah, it is. And that's why I didn't want to use the word poverty, and I think I mentioned that when we began talking yeah. about the subject, because even the poorest people in the United States of America live like kings compared to people who are in actual poverty
yeah.
around the world.
But the wealthy people, you know, in this society live well beyond the kings, right, of any. Yeah. And so I was talking to someone, it might have even been, you know, someone on the podcast about that. I go, like, even if we're living better than kings of the 1400s, right? I still want to be living the lifestyle of the wealthy people now or beyond anyway. Because you will always have this conversation, right? Like 100 years or 500 years from now, whatever technology that they exist will make their lowest class like equal or better than the highest class that there is today.
Right. Yeah. Right?
So you can always have this conversation. And we should not be satisfied that we live better than the kings of yesteryear. I want to live better than the kings of today, man. And
yeah.
Don't have a plan yet to get there, but it's certainly a goal.
Well, let us know how that goes, because I want some inside information there. Let's go to, we've got Bad Slave in New Hampshire calling. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Captain. Thanks for taking my call. You all were bringing up what's to be done. You know, what's the solution for the convoy, the trucking convoy.
What's the end game? What do they want? It's like a hostage situation, and they haven't told the authorities what they want.
Well, so then fill me in. Where am I getting my information from? Because that seems to be the general story, right? I can't point to an exact article.
That's what I'm saying. It's like none of the press has said, hey, this is what it will take for the convoy to end and be called a success.
So they haven't stated the end goal, but they stated the reason why the convoy is existing.
Sure.
And can we not extrapolate to that end goal?
In the first place, you guys had to realize that, the New York Times and the Washington Post and all those big newspapers aren't even writing any articles about there even being a convoy.
Yeah, it's being suppressed in the mainstream media as well.
Yeah, that's my point. And I think that complicity is the issue.
Okay.
That it is complicity that has these people being happy with the measures foisted upon them.
Well, I have to say, Bad Slave, I went to the most popular search engine. I typed in one word, convoy. I've got top stories here from the Washington Post. Canada must confront the toxic freedom convoy head on. Fox News.
Toxic freedom convoy.
Fox News, Musk throws spotlight on a Canadian truck convoy with tweet. BBC, freedom convoy, truckers cause chaos in Ottawa. New York Times.
Causing chaos.
New York Times in Canada, freedom convoy protesting vaccine mandates near its capital. So there are articles being written. They're just not putting the truckers in a positive light.
Yeah,
and for a while they weren't. It was highly ignored in the media, and it might be to the point now where they can't ignore it because too many other places are covered.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and so they spin.
There's people lining the highways, and there's definitely people paying attention. You know, but at the same time, you still have idiots that are happy to. Start picking on Spotify. Didn't some new purveyor of music pull their stuff off Spotify too? I don't know.
Yeah, it's people following trends. It's really weird because the word viral apparently has replaced the word trendy for human beings. And thanks for the call tonight, Bad Slave. It really has, because before the internet, things were trendy, right? There was a trend and, everybody's wearing the same style of shirt or whatever it is.
Well, viral also had an original connotation, right?
It was infected.
It was, infected and spread rapidly.
Right.
Right? Yes. So anything that was, small to begin with and then went viral was, it spread so rapidly it became a thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Chocolate Rain Kid. Like, that was viral. That was like a nothing video and then just blew up all over the place. Same with memes, right? Memes used to be one thing. Now, any picture you see on social media is magically a meme.
Well, if it's a picture with words on top of it.
Okay.
It's my definition of a meme.
Sure.
But it could be an advertisement. It could be, now that everybody has sort of been acclimated to the speed of the internet, right? Yeah. For the most part, at least in the United States anyway, Western culture, yeah, whatever that means. In technologically up-to-date culture, right, whatever part of the globe you find yourself in, if you're technologically up-to-date, that is, you know, have a magic rectangle in your pocket and you probably got a computer at home or a laptop or something like that, generally you're up-to-date. Now that people are up-to-date with that, there's people are being trendy, right? But they're doing it faster.
Yeah.
Right? This whole Spotify thing will die off. It's probably already died off.
Yeah.
Like the two or three other artists other than Neil Young who were like, maybe I'm going to take my stuff down too. Right? They threw their tantrum and they took their stuff down and we'll never hear from them again.
But if some YouTube video from like 5 years ago that only had like 25 views on it until today suddenly has a million views because it was shared amongst the right crowd.
Right.
You could say that it has gone viral.
Well, and for example, the song Convoy.
Yeah.
Right, from the 1978 movie of the same title, Convoy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a number one hit song when it was released, and then it sort of died off for a minute, and like the following year or maybe 2 years went by, and it climbed back up to number one again for some reason. I don't know what the what was going on in culture at the time that made it rise back up.
Well, TikTok is doing that for old songs now.
Right. So now with this Canadian Convoy movement, of course, if you go and view any of the, like I saw, I think, five different YouTube videos that have that song Convoy in it, and the most recent comments are all about the Canadian Convoy.
Nice.
So, like, the song has seen a resurgence in population due to the protests, and everybody who's gone to YouTube to find the song has made some comment about, yep, I'm here because of the Canadian thing, and, like, you know I stand in solidarity with our Canadian brothers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know what my point was.
It's a great song.
I had a point, but...
Big Bear, this is the Rubber Duck. About to put the hammer down.
Breaker 19, there's a rubber duck. Let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I think that song might have climbed back up to number one because of the Burt Reynolds movies, Smokey and the Bandit. Seems to me that was right about the right time.
Oh, good call, good call.
Hey, yeah, but we've had three crazy women governors in a row here. And this last one here, Gretchen the Great, old Whitmer, and she may or may not
hey, Major,
be related
to the... Hey, Major, can you hang on? I'll bring you back. Can you hang on?
All right.
All right, stand by. 603-283-6160. We'll hear more about what happened with Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. Coming up on Free Talk Live.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.